Listen to this television commercial.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Listening to John Lennon's new album, Walls and Bridges.
Thank you, Ringo.
It's a pleasure, John. Listen to this radio spot.
Whatever gets you through the night.
You've been listening to John Lennon's new album, Walls and Bridges, available now on Apple, Records and Tapes.
Thank you, Ringo.
That's a pleasure, John. I hope you do the same for me when mine comes out.
Is that Ringo Starr advertising his new album, Goodnight Vienna, on Apple Records and Tapes?
It certainly is, John.
Wow, you look so wonderful.
Thank you. It's called Da 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 to Goodnight Vienna.
Only you can make this world seem right.
Goodnight Vienna, on Apple Records and Tapes.
Thanks, John.
It's a pleasure, Ringo.
Or you could get my album instead, but that's a matter of choice. Tonight at the Joint in the Woods, guess who's there?
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is John Lennon, and on behalf of all the Beatles, I'd like to thank the WMCA good guys for introducing the Beatles sound and Beatlemania to America. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. WMCA, yeah, yeah.
Here's one of my favourite Elton John tracks, Benny and the Jets. I hope you're listening, Elton, and thanks for doing whatever gets you through the night. That's him on Harmonium Canada.
KHJ, this is Doris Day.
Oh, hi! I am so excited to talk to you.
Oh, so am I. Who is it? Who is it?
This is Eloise.
Hello, Eloise. How?
This is Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. He's on the line. It isn't him. It is. Hello?
Can I have your phone number?
Of course you can have my phone number.
Oh, because I have a petition to keep you in the country.
Ah, yes, I always give my phone number over the years. Okay. Jessica 1696. Ah, here's one for you. Hold on. What have you got a request while I'm finding my phone number?
Oh, okay. I want to request the song After Mind Games on the Mind Games album.
The one After Mind Games on the Mind Games album, yeah.
I forgot the name of it.
Oh, I know. Tie Dyers. Yes, I'd be pleased to play that. My phone number is 520-1974. KHJ, this is Fred McMurray. How are you?
Yeah, all right. How are you?
Who's that?
This is Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
All right, listen, I just want to know something.
Oh, I'm glad, yes. A fund of knowledge here.
Yeah, did you ever do a song called Have You Heard the Word?
No. I think they got that mixed up with the Word, the Beatles song Word on Rubber Soul. But I know there's a bootleg on it, but there's no such song.
All right.
It sounds like us. It's a good imitation.
Yeah, can you play God from your first album?
Can I play God from my first album?
Yeah.
Shalom! KHJ, this is Doris Day.
Well, good morning, this is Rock Hudson. How are
Hello, Rock, how is it?
Everything's fine. Hey, Hug, I just called to ask you if you would play a slow song off your new album.
A slow song off a new album? I have the perfect one for you.
Nice
the
and
perfect
slow one. And beautiful.
Slow and beautiful.
I'm trying to get to you.
Okay. Oh, trying to get to you?
Yeah.
You mean the Elvis?
That one, not Elvis, no.
Oh, I thought you meant Elvis one.
No, not the Elvis one.
Oh, sure. So you're hip to that. Let me do a spot here, as they say in France.
All right.
It used to be that you could tell who your friends were by what they were taking. Wearing, but the jeans and t-shirt set and the business suit people are both gravitating. Why, we'll never know. Towards the leisurely suit as the means of looking and feeling good at the same time. In fact, they wear them to go to bed. Tobias believes that coordinates are the answer. Good luck to him, to style and comfort in men's sportswear. They've taken the idea of matching tops and trousers, .. Sold separately for perfect fit, and allow every man to determine his own best fashion look. Isn't that nice? Whether it be the European casual suit with an open collar sport shirt, which they never do in Europe, the Western jean suit, a jacket with contrasting slacks, or matching combinations. worn with dress shirt and tie. Tobias Sportswear makes it. And Tobias tops and trousers come in a wide range of fabrics, colors, and patterns. Speciality stores, pants stores, and department stores carry the Tobias trend. For no reason, apparently. So find out who your friends really are. Tobias, the sportswear people, can put you in a versatile wardrobe and bury you. And save you a lot more than money. Tobias, good night and...
93 KHJ.
Well, Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Ah, try Johnson's two new yogurt flavors, delicious orange pineapple, and unbelievable caramel pecan. Get fat.
Superstar, now in 70mm widescreen and full stereophonic six-channel surround sound. Rated G.
Now playing Cinerama Dome. Cinerama Dome. No.
Next in subpoena, sir. This is Marv Howard, KHJ Hotline.
KHJ Los Angeles, presenting Superstar Week and John Lennon.
KHJ, this is John. That was one of my all-time favorites, Little Richard, Long Tall Sally. Now here's the slow request. Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out from my new album.
Take two.
John F.
Lennon here.
Hello, John.
Hello, who's that?
This is Mike.
Are you on the way to school?
No, I'm getting ready for school.
Okay, well, shave your pimples, and what's your request?
Okay, well, what I'd like to know is, I don't know, I really dig the early Beatles and stuff, you know?
That's nice.
And I was wondering if, you know...
I was wondering
if
yes.
they would ever get back together.
Well, you never know, you never know. It's always possible, isn't it? Good night, Vienna. It's time to go. Ah, Kate, what? Along? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, Kate, Jay, John Lennon here. Who dat?
I'm Dana.
Dana what?
Holden.
Holden?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, Dana. Okay. What's your request and why are we here?
I'd like to hear Mind Game.
You'd like to hear Mind Game? So would I. Isn't that wonderful? I'd like to play some, actually. Well, it's time to wheel you away. Have a happy school.
Namaste, John.
What?
Namaste.
Namaste. Same to you, yes. I hope I stay, too. Amnesty for all. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
93 KHJ.
Jay, and that's Beef Jerky from a new album, Walls and Bridges. It's also the B-side of the single, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, and it's probably the first, I think it's the first instrumental I've done, and the Beatles did very few. We'll be playing the rest of the album later this morning. It's 7:19 in this part of the world, and the rest of the world, I don't know what time it is.
Here's news about another fine product at Thrifty. Millions of people of all ages use Bontel 1006, whatever that is. And here's why. It's a double-action liquid antiseptic that helps heal as it cleanses, invisible and greaseless. It's excellent for cleansing the skin thoroughly and deeply. This all-in-one lotion works wonders on all types of skin, even if you're one of the fortunate few with a faultless skin, and I am. 1006 helps keep it that way. He's talking to the pimply teenagers, no doubt. Bontel 1006, made to be used by everyone, is available at your nearby Thrifty and discount store. Page 2. Generations of users attest to this performance and durability of Big Ben alarm clocks. Oh, it's another scene, I see. In fact, that's what made them the best-selling clocks of all time. We know where we got the name from. Right now, Thrifty is featuring a Big Ben for only $9.98. It's 4 3/4 inches high for dwarves and peanuts in a white in a white case with solid brass trim. A single key provides the power source for both time and alarm. This Big Ben has a quiet tick with an adjustable alarm, soft or loud, thrills. It has luminous hands and numerals and comes equipped with a cushioned base in case you want to get it off while you're listening to the clock. Look for this Big Ben by Westlocks for only $9.98 at your nearby Thrifty drug and discount store. Live announcer tag.
Save money, gas, and your car. Shop at Thrifty. It's not far.
Flood hits Wilshire Boulevard. This is Marv Howard.
Jay, and that's Mind Games with John Lennon, believe it or not. Good morning, Southern California. It's 6:19 and 62 degrees in Hollywood. If you think that dressing up means a stiff suit and a dopey tie, you haven't seen Tobias trousers and tops. Tobias dress-up casual sportswear is the fashionable answer for those of you who don't get along with ordinary men's wear. Tobias tops and trousers in European dress, casual and Western jean looks are sold separately. You combine them to attain the look that suits you best. Tobias sportswear looks great as a casual outfit. Add a tie, and it becomes a drag, the new kind of business suit. Match up different cups with contrasting slacks. No matter what look you're after, Tobias makes it in easy and a wide range of fanatics, colors and patterns. So if looking your best is an undertaking, let Tobias Sportswear help you determine your own fashion. You can find Tobias Sportswear at specialty stores, pant stores, and department stores. It's priced to save you money. Tobias tops and trousers are part of the Tobias trend. A comfortable expression of your own particular lifestyle. Deep, man, deep.
That's a consumer agency mourned. This is Marv Howard, KHJ Hotline News.
Inflation's going to continue to...
KHJ Hotline News, now John Lennon for Charlie Van Dyke, KHJ Music.
with more winners and more music at 6:30 with John Lennon. Here's Stevie Wonder. He's great.
Help brighten your day.
Ah, in Fountain Valley at Harbour and Edinger. Edinger?
93 KHJ.
KHJ, and that's Harry Nilsson with Subterranean Homesick Blues at 6:11 from the Pussycats album. If you have any requests, call me at 520-1974.
If you watch television, there's a good chance you've seen our commercials.
KHJ with John Lennon or Elton John, depending on which side you're on. Good morning, Southern California, it's 6:02. KHJ, and that's Come Together by You Know Who Beatles. Yeah. He does believe in them. This is John Lennon at 6:06, and here's Harry Nilsson and Subterranean Homesick Blues. RCA, you ready with the single? Thank you.
She's a special kind of sunshine girl.
I don't know. Okay, I'm back. Eitan and Barry have left the facilities. We called the black limousine. I called the black limousine. Barry's getting a ride home. So, Loretta, if you're out there, he will be home shortly. And Eitan, I don't know who's waiting up for Eitan, but he will be home shortly. And we just missed a phone call from John Wicks. Hopefully he will check in with us somewhere down the road. This is Dave the Boogeyman. Let's see, it's 11:30 East Coast time, the United States of America, and I'm here all by myself, just boogieing out there. If you'd like to call, it's 718-238-1132. Come on, if there's somebody out there who hasn't called, who's afraid to talk to Eitan, perhaps afraid to talk to Barry, you can call now, 718-238-1132, and I'll take a phone call. I got a few more minutes here before I go to sleep here in the Boogeyman Studio. I don't know, you out there, Joe Kelly? Come on, get off your couch, get off your duff, and you can do it. Anyone remember WLIR? I found another LIR spot. Check this out. Of course it doesn't play because I didn't slide it into the player. What a jerk.
W-L-I-R.
Anyway, that was mildly fun. That was mildly fun. So anyway, nobody wants to talk to me, but people are out there still listening, and I thank you for listening. But if I don't get a phone call, I'm out of here. How's that to hold up the listeners, you know? We can do a sports show. We can talk about the Phillies. I saw the Phillies dancing around in their studio. Somebody called. Here we go. Let's see. It's anybody out there? No. This is a phony baloney call.
From Andy?
No, I will not take a call from my son who's sitting 10 feet away from me. How sophomoric. How funny. How funny. Anyway, I'm out of here. I'm going to probably kick in one more song. The Time Machine. Howdy. Wait. Hold on. I got to hit the right buttons. Howdy. Michael?
Threatening to pull the plug if nobody calls.
Yeah.
Classic.
That's the ultimate. I mean, John Lightning, many months ago, after he moved his studio on the Radio New York International, spent big bucks setting up the studio, big bucks getting a phone line. And after an hour, no one called. He goes, that's it. Good night, everybody. Put up his theme song, signed off, told Big Steve and I, good night, leave. And his listeners were aghast, because there were still two more hours of radio to be done, and he made his point. Well, thank you for listening, Michael.
Yeah, no need to be so touchy.
Okay. Yeah, you just missed Eitan and you missed Barry. They Eitan lives a bit of a distance from me, so we picked up the car service for him to get home safe and sound, because if he went by the New York City Transit Authority, he'd be home probably, oh gosh.
6 a.m.?
He'd be home like an hour and a half from now. It would take forever, and a car service will get him home in about 35 minutes. You know, a nice big black limousine would be very good for him.
Well, it's a great show, and
well, thank you, thank you.
Got him to perform so many wonderful songs live in the studio. That was very cool.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to try to edit those all out and put them together, and maybe John Lightning will be able to remaster some of the stuff, and then I can sell him his bootlegs. No, I won't do that.
And appreciate the KHJ scoped air check that you just played. That was pretty cool.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. It was sitting in the file, and you know, it was John. It was Southern California. Is that San Diego or is L.A.?
Kind of between. And actually, two friends of mine used to work there, and one of them had told me, and this was in the mid '70s, that when John was in L.A., like 74, 75, he actually called him while he was on the air.
Really?
And this is like, you know, the Troubadour days, but yeah, he was just flabbergasted. And then John invited him to come out, and he did. And then, of course, you know, there was Harry Nilsson, and there was Ringo, and everybody else. And he ended up having a much longer conversation with Ringo. And then later, when he runs into Ringo again, he said, "I didn't have the courage to ask you this, but I have to ask you now." You know, and so, "But do you really, you know, what is it?" that Ringo asks. And he says, "Where are the drums?"
Uh-huh.
"The drums." He goes, "You know, the drums. Do you really want to know?" Ringo asked. And they ended up, he said, "Follow me." They got in their car after they left this nightclub, and they drove off in L.A. to some industrial area. So we went to a warehouse. They pull open the door, and they go inside. You know, there's a special key, and they go in there, and they like turn on this light bulb in this warehouse, and then boom, there was Ringo's drum kit with the Beatles clearly on it.
Wow.
Sitting in a warehouse. And then, if that wasn't enough, Ringo turns to him and says, do you want to play it? And my friend was a drummer, too.
Oh, boy.
He was like in hog heaven. He's like, "No way."
Wow.
Yeah, he's told that story to me a few times over the years, and every time he's just like a 12-year-old. Constantly, you can't believe this. And it's the same story. It's never changed. It's, It was a phenomenal moment for him. And I just the fact that, you know, the Beatles drum kit had been sitting inside a warehouse in Los Angeles for nearly 10 years was mind-boggling.
That is. That really is.
And he actually just, he was here on Maui recently, and he was telling me that Ringo, I guess, eventually sold them. So he doesn't even have them anymore.
Well, whatever he sold it for, obviously he can get, you know, 30 times more now. And did he realize he was a Beatle?
Really? I don't know.
I mean, it's not like having baseball cards.
It might have been for charity or something. I have no idea. Charity or Sothesby, who knows what it was for.
Hopefully. It's not like having baseball cards in your attic and your mom, you know, sells them or gives them away for pennies, you know. And, "No, Mom, that was a Mickey Mantle from 52. What are you doing?" You know, and, you know.
You know, before I go, talking about baseball cards, when I was 9 years old, I was visiting a friend in California, and he was really into baseball card collecting, and I had just kind of started. We only had one store, really, on the island of Maui, at least in my town, that had them. You know, it was like a candy store, obviously, and then they had the horrible, hardcore, feels like you're eating a stick.
Right, that would stick to the Mickey Mantle cards or something like that, or the good cards, yeah.
But I didn't have, you know, I mean, today you have all these really modern, cool ways of, you know, you slide the card into this, you know, sleeve protector. But back then, we didn't have those. And so the only thing that I could think of was I had a three-ring binder from school.
Yeah.
And I had all, you know, I had paper for school. And I noticed that, hey, if I lay out four baseball cards front and back.
Yeah.
I could put four of them on there. And so staple.
Ooh,
my friend, he was livid that I would staple baseball cards, you know, to a piece of school paper in a three-ring binder. Like, "You can't do that? Oh, my God."
They eventually made plastic to fit in the little thing, so it would fit perfectly. But you were the predecessor of that idea. You could have made millions if you came up with that idea back in the day.
Yeah, I thought I was so clever because I knew that if I put them in a photo album, they would probably stick, and I could never take them out. It would be too expensive.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, you got a whole bunch of baseball cards. You know, when you're a kid, a photo album. Oh my God, those are like $6. Yes. Who could afford that? So yeah, so I was a novice, but I just thought it was kind of funny. He shared that story with me years later, like he was still traumatized.
That's funny.
By the fact that I stapled Vita Blue and Catfish Hunter to a piece of paper.
Well, I still have my old baseball card. I pulled out my my collection. Even though I'm not a Met fan, I'm a Yankee fan. I pulled out a book from Met baseball cards from 1962, their first year, to like 79 or something like that. And he goes, "Oh my God!" You know, because he's a big. I'm a Yankee fan. I've got all the Yankee cards too, but I also have a lot of the Met cards from the early years because I just would buy them before the prices took off. You know, all those high number cards, the top of the series that were released when you were in day camp or sleepaway camp, or, you know, you just stopped buying cards for the summer. And I have that stuff, you know. I mean, I guess my son will have it. And one day when I move to the great broadcasters thing in the sky, he will turn around and sell those and hopefully make a couple of bucks if he wants. Or better yet, pass it on to his kid. That's the whole point of the exercise.
Well, heck, even in this stage, you may not even know. He could have sold some of them already.
No, my son is a real goody two shoes, and that's good. That's actually a compliment these days. I mean, he doesn't go out drinking. He doesn't, you know, he has a couple of beers now that he's 21, and I guess you're 21, you can get looped if you want, but, he doesn't. He does everything very respectfully. And Andy, he's on the other side of the room. Thank you. I'm just telling him as we're doing this. But that's
all right. Well, once again, great show tonight. Really enjoyed listening to it.
Thank you. One quick question for you. The picture that I've seen you posted on looks like you're in your studio. You're standing there and all these like CDs, and it looks like a broadcast console. Is that your broadcast studio or is that just an editing studio?
God, I don't know. I'd have to look to see where the picture is. I'm sure it's a studio of some kind. I mean, We have a production studio and we have an air studio. So
it looks like a production studio because you have lots of CDs on its side, not you know, flat. So I assume that's the production studio.
Lots of CDs. Shoot me a line online with a link to it. I'll tell you whether or not, because I'm not sure which photograph it is. There's so many of them.
I was just curious. I was thinking, wow, it looks like my toy room studio, except a little more organized, you know. Well, Michael, thank you. I really appreciate you tuning in and listening, and hopefully I was able to pull it off tonight, and hopefully it sounded really good with Eitan, because on the soundboards, I have two soundboards here, and I was listening to it, and he sounded fabulous. He really did, and he's a heck of a nice guy.
Yeah, he sure did. Sounded fantastic.
Well, thank you.
All right, man. Have yourself a good night.
Thank you, Michael. Be well.
All right, aloha.
Aloha. Bye. Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you. Thank you kindly for tuning in and reaching out. See, if you make the listeners feel guilty, if you make them feel guilty enough, they will reach out and call you. So let's try one more phone call. Come on. It's the Dave Telethon, not the Jerry Lewis Telethon, which is muscular dystrophy. You shouldn't laugh about it. It's a very good cause, and I have given donations to that. But just give Dave a hug. Okay, one more call because it's 11:41 East Coast time, the United States of America. And if I can get one more call, that'll be good. If not, then I'll just go away. I mean, Loretta might be listening. If you're out there, Loretta, I don't want a phone call, but I guess the bad man is on his way back, or he's probably home, and Eitan is somewhere there. And I've lost my mouse. That's the beauty of radio. You lose your mouse, so I can't do anything. Okay, I got one more thing out there for anyone who's really goofy and who likes to hear stuff. This is a, it runs about 5 minutes. It's from the Nat, wait. Okay, we got one more last call. Let's see. Can we do this? Howdy, this is 11L Radio New York International.
Hey, it's Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm good.
How did it sound, okay?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, good, good. Listen, you want to talk on the air, or should we just sign off and talk?
It's up to you.
We can talk for a few moments on the air. We can talk for a few moments on the air.
So you know what happened? What happened was at 10 o'clock, the transmission just stopped for a second. And then, you know, I think my computer panicked. And what happened was that everything stopped loading. Like, I lost Facebook, I lost, you know, I had some other things turned on. Everything just stopped. And even though I had internet connection, I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't send a message. It was just the weirdest thing. It's never happened before.
Wow, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not sending a virus out on the internet.
I wasn't even surprised because I was enjoying myself so much. And, you know, I'm singing along and I'm dancing. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. And then suddenly just silence. So that was really, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It did.
It was all for 15 minutes. And then I thought of restarting the computer.
We did crash at about the 10 o'clock hour for a few moments.
Yeah, and then I never got it back. But I never got anything back.
Really? I'm not on now?
Yeah, it just knocked my computer right out.
So how did you know to call me now?
Well, I'm calling on the phone. No, what happened was about 15 minutes later, 10 minutes later, I thought of restarting the computer, and then everything started coming back, and I'm like, wow.
Well, I panicked.
What did I miss between 10 and 10:15?
Was Eitan singing? I don't remember. No.
I think that's when you opened the phone lines.
Yeah, I think I opened up. There was a sports thing I did for a few minutes. I have a jingle from a local major powered radio station that does sports all the time. And yeah, that did kick out. I'm looking at my player, and all of a sudden I go, oh, look at all these listeners I got. That's great. The next thing I look up, there's no listeners. I go, and then it goes.
Well, everybody just stopped, you know, liking the show at that moment, and we just thought, you know, to.
Everyone went to the bathroom that moment, right, exactly. And they logged off to save electricity, which is good. But
yeah.
it went from my listeners to zero listeners to three listeners. Then, blip, everything came up. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I can't believe
it. You didn't pay the bill there, did you?
Well, I'm still using the free version of it. Perhaps, you know, if listeners make donations. Anyway, if any listeners out there want to make donations, maybe John and I can buy the real version. Then I wouldn't kick out, but you know, I'm scheduled sometime next year to purchase the real version of it.
Also, how much is that thing?
I don't know. It's about $145. It's not a lot of money, but I try to budget myself. I mean, my computer went down. My monitor died. I'm using my backup monitor for the computer. It's a very small one, and everything gets very cluttered on. I need a much bigger monitor. And then I bought a new soundboard. And what other expenses? I bought a microphone, you know, and it gets kind of, what else?
College.
Oh, and college for Andy, you know, and, you know, lunch for Andy.
Like that, huh?
Yeah, Andy has to have lunch at the same time. It gets very, very goofy at times. But Elizabeth, hold on a second. Let me sign off because I want to get off the air. I'm still broadcasting, and we can talk in a few moments. So hang on one sec. Let me just say goodbye to the fine folks out there, the listeners, and I'll be right back. So, everyone, I'm out of here. Elizabeth, thank you for listening in. And ciao, meow. That's it. This is Radio New York International. I will be back in 2 weeks with the Poppies. John Lightning will be here next week. I will be at John's studio. So please call in and say the boogeyman sent you. I would appreciate that because that's how John knows if listeners are sliding over to his broadcast. Anyway, thank you all. Be well, be safe, be happy, but most importantly, be gone. Good night.